Today's story, The Shadow Returns. Causing shipping great concern. It's in the hope you shipmasters may be able to offer some solution or explanation that you've been called here. Mr. Kentner has come from the Washington office to acquaint you with the facts. Gentlemen, Mr. Kentner.
Thank you, Commodore. Gentlemen, during the past few months, we've been getting reports of an alarming series of strange accidents aboard incoming ships. Out of 60 ships that have tied up with this port recently, some 50 crew members have been put in hospital for infections in arms, legs, and shoulders. Really, gentlemen. And 15 seamen have either lost a leg or an arm in the past few months. Really, it's true, gentlemen. And in addition, 4 have died as a result of their injuries.
Have you any idea of the cause? Any clue at all?
The only thing we're sure of, Commodore, is that unless something can be done at once, there are men on the sea right now who lose an arm, a leg, or maybe their lives.
Examination's
okay. Yes, Dr. Bedlam?
Stay here.
Yes, sir.
I'll have to do something about that arm of yours.
Victor?
Yes,
sir? This doctor wants to fool with your arm. You not let him?
Don't let him. What do you mean?
I sailed with him before. Many times. You let him do something, you'll be sorry. You remember what they tell you?
What are you waiting for, Johnson?
Hey, go now, doctor. Don't forget what they tell you.
All right, Payne. Now we'll take care of you. Where'd you get this vaccination?
Well, I got it in Harvard. I went to that doctor you told me
about. Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. Well, you've got a bit of an infection. Place your arm on the table.
Oh, listen, Doc. I don't want to go home to my mother with my arm all tied up. She'd be scared to death.
Now, look here, Payne. I can't force you to slip into treatment. But if you disregard my advice, I'll have your name stricken from the crew roster.
Oh, no. No, you see, this is my first voyage. Well, I want to make good.
Well, it's up to you. What do you want to do? I can't waste all day with you.
Well, all right, go ahead.
This won't hurt. Steady down.
All right. Shoot. Oh, stop. 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 Stop.
Fainted, eh? A very effective anesthetic. Now, Victor Payne, we'll perform a real operation.
Thrust upon me such large doses in all my life.
Oh, you mean the cruise director.
I mean the cruise director. That voice of his will haunt me for the rest of my days.
Having fun this morning, Mr. Cranston. Join the deck games, Mr. Cranston. They're fun. Great. Mr. Cranston, it's loads of fun. Be sure to come to the dance tonight, Mr. Cranston.
It's going to be fun, yes, I'm sure.
Hey, look, Don.
Yeah, what's the matter?
In the stern of the ship, that group of seamen, they've been gathering in little knots like that for the last few days. What do you suppose it means?
Maybe they're planning to get the cruise director.
Oh, no, seriously, Lamont. I don't like it.
And look, there's Captain Blair running down from the bridge. Come along, Margo. Let's walk back and see what it's all about.
Well, not too close, Lamont.
Don't worry, Margo. Well, I don't like the look of it.
Give me the ring. Yeah, let me go. Would you take me? What's that thing from the ship? Here, what's going on here? You, Johnson. You just would.
What's the meaning of this?
Dr. Baylor.
Yes, Captain.
What happened? Why did this man strike you?
I'm sure I don't know. I came out of my cabin and he jumped on me.
You go below, skipper. You look at young Payne. Then you know why I hit him.
Victor Payne, the cabin boy? What's wrong with him?
If he don't get the proper medical attention right soon, skipper, the lad will lose his arm.
He's been lying in his bunk screaming with pain for 2 days. And this sawbones won't do anything for him.
What does this mean, Doctor? What happened to the cabin boy?
He was vaccinated.
Half infection set in. His arm has swollen a bit.
His arms were big like 2 arms.
Well, what have you done for the boy, Doctor?
All I could. Needs an operation, but we have the facilities aboard. He gets a port tomorrow. I'll take him to a sanatorium where I can do the job right.
It'll be all right to wait. I mean, there's no great danger?
No, sir.
Very well. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
This is a serious offense striking your ship's officer. I can't let it pass. You'll have a hearing later. In the meantime, Matthews.
Aye, sir.
Put this man in irons.
Hold him in irons.
Put him in irons.
All right, Johnson. Come on.
You can put me in irons now. But ain't it that fellow later?
All right. All right. Now the rest of you. Get back to your post. Go on now.
Let's go below and see this cabin boy. The one they say has such a bad arm.
Do you think there's some truth to what the men say?
I don't know, Margo. They may exaggerate, but I've always inclined to the belief that too many men can't be too far wrong.
To do my trick like everybody else. I'm going to work.
Now, just a minute, son. You're in no condition to do any work.
I tell you, I'm...
No. Take it easy.
Steady, boy. I'm back in bed with you.
Easy now. There we are.
They'll never ship me again. I fell down on my first point.
Don't worry about that. You've got a man-sized job getting well on your hands.
Victor, this here's Mr. Cranston and... come in, Miss Lane.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Cranston and Miss Lane, Victor. They're passengers. Come down to see how you're doing.
You mind if I look at your arm, Victor?
No, sir.
What? No bandage? That's a nasty wound.
Why, the arm must be swollen more than twice its normal size.
Tell me, Victor, how did it happen?
Well, it started from a vaccination I got in Harvard. Bit of infection set in. Well, I didn't think it was much, but Dr. Bedloe, he said it was serious.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Cranston.
Yes, sir.
I won't lose my arm. Oh, I can't do that, sir. I gotta work. You see, there's somebody depending on me. That's why I came to see, because there wasn't any work at home.
Oh, but you don't lose your courage.
Oh, it's my own fault I'm in this mess. I was warned against Bedloe.
Warned? By whom?
Newt Johnson. He told me not to let Bedloe touch me.
Johnson? The man who struck the doctor.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Miss Cranston. How do you do, Miss Lane?
How do you do, Captain?
You've met Dr. Bedloe, I believe.
Yes, Dr. Bedloe, I've met before.
How do you do?
Captain, I don't think this boy should be kept down here. I'll be glad to pay for a deck cabin.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I had no idea he was so badly off. I'll have him moved at once. Just a minute, Captain. I think I should be consulted. Any plans that affect my patient?
Well, surely, Doctor, you don't object to his being moved out of this hot, humid place.
I wouldn't object, Miss Lane, if I thought it was best for the patient.
But you refuse to allow the boy to be moved?
Until my judgment dictates otherwise, yes.
Dr. Vadlow, I think the...
Margo, please. I think we'd better leave the doctor with his patient. Come on.
Oh, Lamont, I'm so angry I could... Well, it's a good thing I'm not a man. I can't see why...
Margo, please. This is a time to keep the head cool and the heart warm. I don't understand why Vardalore sewed that wound up in the first place. It's an infection. It should be allowed to drain.
Well, something's got to be done. The boy's in great danger, Lamont.
Margot, feeling Newt Johnson knows something. Perhaps the Shadow can find the answer.
What are you going to do?
Have a little tete-a-tete with Seaman Johnson. In the meantime, Margo, I want you to go to the wireless room and send a message for me.
He goes off into a coma every once in a while.
The pain must be horrible. Look at the way his face is contorted.
What are we going to do, Lamont?
The captain's trying to contact the ship to get some advice from a physician.
I'm afraid we'll need more than advice.
Oh, Captain Blair. Any luck?
Yeah, I've got an answer from the Empress Marguerite.
Good, let's hear it.
Description of boy's arm indicates immediate operation imperative. In absence of licensed physician, suggest job be done by ship's officer. Or responsible layman.
How can I...
Wait a moment.
We'll direct operation with complete instructions via shortwave radio. Answer at once.
What does he mean, you'll direct the operation?
We'll have to set up a two-way radio so we can talk with the operator while the boy's on the table. Captain, that boy's life is in your hands.
In my hands?
You're the ranking officer. You'll have to operate.
Oh, no, Cranston. That's out of the question. I don't know the first thing about surgery.
Lamont. Why don't you do it?
What?
You've had some medical training.
But I've never done anything like that.
You've had medical training? Cranston, you must. For the boy's sake.
That youngster's life is at stake, Lamont. You can't let him down.
Captain. Yes?
How long will it take to hook up the shortwave set?
About 15 minutes.
All right. Tell the Empress Marguerite we'll operate in 15 minutes.
Yes, Captain. Logo, how about you?
I'm ready.
Good.
I'll give you the go-ahead, sir, in just a second. As soon as I raise the Marguerite.
As soon as you can. Here, Cranston. I'll put this microphone in front of you so you can talk to Dr. Sprouse.
Thank you.
Dr. Cranston.
Yes, Victor.
Could I have a cigarette?
Oh, steady your nerves, certainly.
Well, it'll help, sir.
Here you are.
L2 calling.
Is it right?
QL, answer 36. Calling.
Tom,
QL.
Victor. This is going to be a bit of an ordeal. You'll have to listen to all the details of the operation coming from the loudspeaker.
I can take it, sir.
You're sure, Victor? You want me to do this? You trust me?
Trust you, sir.
I'll bet on you.
Yes, well, stand by. Yours, Captain. Take it.
All right. Hello. Empress Marguerite?
Hello. Granada. Sprouse speaking.
This is Captain Blair, Doctor. We're ready on this end.
Good. Who's ready to operate?
One of my passengers. I'll introduce him. Lamont Cranston. Dr. Sproul. How do you do, Doctor?
Hello, Mr. Cranston. You've got quite a job on your hands, so let's get on with it.
Good luck, Lamont.
Thanks, Doctor.
First, let me take a quick check on your setup. You've got a good, sharp scalpel, I suppose.
Yes, Doctor.
Plenty of towels.
A few dozen.
Any way of sterilizing them?
Baking them with hot irons.
Good. Doors?
Yes?
Roll it into small strips about the size of cigarettes.
Margo, will you take care of that, please?
Yes, Lamont.
You'll need those to drain the wound. Now, the disinfectant?
Iodine.
Anesthetic?
I'm using a local, Doctor. I know how to administer that. I've done it before.
Just one thing more.
Yes, Doctor?
Will you confirm all my instructions as I give them so there'll be no chance of misunderstanding?
Yes, Doctor.
All right. Now then, you say you know how to administer the anesthetic?
Yes, Doctor. Hypo's all ready.
All right. First, the alcohol.
Alcohol, Margo.
Here's one.
Ready, Doctor?
Swab the arm.
Right.
Good.
Hypo.
Hypo. Victor, it's going to hurt for just a second, so brace yourself.
Let it go, sir.
All right.
Oh.
Good boy. There you are, Doctor.
Iodine.
Iodine.
Paint the entire area.
Right. Entire area of infection?
Make an incision about 2 inches long, passing through the most infected area. That's all there is to it.
All right, Doctor.
Come on, everybody.
I have a patient here, and I'm not going to let any method upset my authority.
You have no authority here.
I hold my authority right in my hand, Captain. And unless you do as I say, this gun is liable to start making a noise.
Mr. Cranston, Mr. Cranston.
Hey, just a moment, Doctor. We've had an interruption.
Study it now with this operation.
How are you doing, Doctor?
Ray is liable to prove patient. We can't let
this gun.
Now we'll get on with the operation.
Without your help.
What do you mean?
I'm still the ship's doctor. I'm justified in taking any measures to protect my patients.
You're a charlatan, Badlaw.
A faker. Your papers are all forgeries.
Dr. Cranston, I'll kill you. Come on, all of you. Get out.
Well, Margo. Captain Blair. It looks as though we'll have to leave.
Oh, but Cranston, this man...
I'm sorry, Captain. There's nothing we can do.
Well, if you think I'm going to let that boy undergo an operation,
Captain. All right. I'll follow you right out. What are you waiting for, Cranston? Get going.
Take a light off that light switch. Put on the light. Where are you?
He's gone. There. We won't be disturbed now. Well, Victor, they've all gone. We're alone. Just you and me.
Keep away from me. Keep away. Don't come near me.
Why, Victor... I'm your doctor.
I don't want anything to do with you.
But I want to help you.
You have it before?
I'm going to now.
What do you mean?
You have a very bad arm.
Yes, yes, thanks to you.
It'll have to come off. At once.
Mr. Cranston. Captain, help me, please.
I can't help you now, Victor. You're going. Gone. What was that?
Put in the scalpel, Vatlo.
What? Ah, that's
radio. I thought I broke it.
No use, Federal. This is a voice you can't shut out.
Who are you?
I am a shadow.
A shadow? Oh, yes, I've heard of you.
Get away from that table. I'm going to finish the operation on the boy's arm.
You a shadow operator?
Oh, no, you don't.
Not while I can do anything about it.
Put down that scalpel, I say.
To the arm, cut off.
In that case.
Son of a devil.
Stay where you are. Keep away from this table. I've no time to bother with you.
I can't see you, but I can see you lift the instrument. Put it down.
Small incision.
Don't cut stuff, I say.
Passing through.
I'm going to show you.
Most anything I can see.
Well, I can't see you, and I'll show you. Still operating, eh? Ah, I plugged you, Shadow.
Oh. Still begging for it, eh? I'd like to finish you.
I've got to finish with Victor.
What happened to Madlock?
Shot himself. You're not going to hold the boys off when I finish.
All right, men. Thank you, folks. Madlock's dead.
Margo. Captain.
Yes?
Look. Under this muscle.
The mark.
What is it, Captain?
It's a pure blood ruby.
Embedded in the boy's arm.
Yes. There's the reason for Victor Payne's infected arm. The explanation for Madlock's strange conduct. Let me have that scalpel, Margo.
Here you are, Lamont.
Yeah, we'll have to get it out.
Lamont, how did it get in Victor's arm?
It was placed there by Ludlow.
Why would he do a thing like that?
It was simply a diabolically clever way of smuggling precious stones. Ludlow was only one in a ring of similar fiends.
By thunder! I never heard of the like.
That's why Ludlow didn't want to operate until he reached port.
Exactly. He wanted to get the jewel past the customs officials. There. It's out. And this is the end of the ring's mutilating and murdering enterprise. We'll sweep the sea clean of the whole filthy tribe.
Scranton, that shoulder of yours. We've got to take care of it.
We've got to take care of this boy first. Go on, Lamont. I'm ready with the cotton. Here, Captain. Hold the arm while I spray the wound.
All right.
Now, Margo. Cotton. Pack the wound with gauze. Quiet. Wipe the perspiration from my face, Margo.
Look, Lamont. There's an article in the newspaper that should give you some satisfaction.
Yes? What is it, Margo?
Listen. Surgery smuggling ring broken. 10 fake doctors taken into custody. They're private hospital rated.
I guess that winds up the case very effectively.
Listen, Lamont. It says that the ring had their own hospital where they extracted the gems from the unsuspecting carriers.
Yes, that was Victor Payne was. An unsuspecting carrier. Well, Victor's none the worse for his experience. The ring is broken. Ludlow is dead.
Yes, and your wounded shoulder is healing very nicely. The doctor told me this morning that you'd be up and around again in a day or so.
Yeah, that's good news. I imagine that if I take care of myself, eat the right food, exercise, build myself up, then eventually I'll be in proper condition to take another rest cure and see.